Well, folks, the last week, I should say a month ago, AT&T, and I have to thank them for that, sent me a phone to try out. It was the Lumia 1520. And I have posted a full review of this phone on our homepage. If you go to internetadvisor.net and you scroll down into the news segment, which is below our show notes, you'll find a complete review that I've done on this. So I'm not going to read the whole thing to you there, but it's the Lumia 1520, a fine phablet. And guys, one of the things that struck me about this thing, it's huge. It's matter of fact, I brought it into the studio, and I think that, Cal, did you see it that day that I had it in a huge phone, the big 6-inch phone?
Oh, no, I missed that.
You
completely missed
that one, but I think you saw
it. Yeah, I think I saw it. I didn't think it was too large. I mean,
No,
not at all.
And one of the things that I found out about this 1520, first of all, it's a Lumia product. They are beautifully built. There's just no way around it. Their hardware is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the screens are absolutely gorgeous. I am now more convinced than ever that this 6-inch thing is the thing that I really want to bridge the gap between the traditional phone segment and the a laptop. If I'm out traveling someplace, because for my eyes, I have a terrible time reading a smaller phone. I have a hard time seeing web pages on it. And that 6 inches gives you a really nice, but the screen's beautiful as well. Mm-hmm. Well, it expands it to that size.
Yeah, and the other thing that I really enjoyed is that because of the 6 inches, because it doesn't have a real keyboard, you have that much, the screen keyboards are as much easier to use.
Exactly. And here's the thing that's coming with this. Next month, and this is one of the key things for me, I did an extensive interview with one of the promotional directors from Microsoft about Windows Phone 8.1 update, which will be coming out in June. And they are going to be having a whole host of software, including something called Flow Key, which is like the Swift Key on the Android. You know how you can just take your finger and in the month that I was using that software on the 1520, I got dependent on it. And so you really don't need the keyboard in many ways. It's excellent. But that's just one of many, many new improvements coming to the 1520.
Okay, so two questions I have for you. One snarky and one not. The snarky one is, yeah, that 6-inch will fit real well in your pocket, right?
That is a problem. And where do you put that thing?
And then now the sincere question. Would you dump either the laptop or the phone in place of it?
Phone. Okay. Not the laptop. The phone. Because right now, the phone, I don't use my phone for calling that much. I use it for texting much more and for looking at things online. And that's where these phablets, these 6-inch devices, actually, I think, have a significant niche. If you'd like to find out more about my full review, a fine phablet, you can simply go to internetadvisor.net, and there on the page, you'll find much more detail about this. But I think that this segment, the phablet one, the 6-inch, and LG just came out with one, along with Samsung's OneNote, is going to become a very significant segment, taking over, I think, in many ways, from the phone segment.